Identifying.
Level 1.
Let's go.
Taking the game to a whole new level as they entertain, inform, and inspire the planet. Welcome to This Is How We Rock Radio with Madame Pachelle and your girl Drea, broadcasting worldwide. This is How We Rock Radio.
Hey everyone, you are now tuned into This Is How We Rock Radio. I'm your girl, Madame Pachelle.
And it's your girl, Drea.
How you doing today, girl?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
You all right?
I have no complaints.
Oh gosh, how's everything going out with the projects, magazines?
Everything is going well. It's wrapping up swiftly, so I'm excited. So yeah, it's going good. How about you?
It's going pretty good. Been in the gym lately.
Oh,
yes,
that's fun.
Getting that little butt tuck right. Yes.
Not
and
butt
little
tuck.
Abs coming in. Yes.
Not
but I mean, it makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, at the same time, motivation and also it leaves a lot of energy in the career. Like, I think we mm-hmm. talked about that before about, you know, working out, getting your body together and, you know, just having everything move smoothly with you. So, I mean, it feels good to be working out.
Very nice. Maybe yes. I'll do that one day.
One day. Girl,
we'll
you better
see.
Start now. I'm telling you that Herbalife
you know,
does the trick.
I'm not going to.
Yes, Herbalife. Herbalife queen.
I was running the other day, but I have to make time to do that kind of stuff.
And you didn't call me?
No, I do it at night.
Oh, I'm not coming.
Yeah,
no, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm at. It's like
no, ma'am.
At night,
I'm done.
You know? I know. I do it late. Okay, so we're going to get into some celebrity. What's going on in the world of celebrity
talk? Yes. One of my favorite power couple, and I believe everybody on, you know, Dan talked about it and everything. The On the Run tour, Mr. Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the couple of Carters will definitely be hitting a stage near you this summer, everyone. Beyonce made the announcement on Via and she's announcing a pre-sale for the North American tour that kicks off on June 25th in Miami.
Yep.
Yes. I mean, I would like to go buy her. Those tickets are expensive
yeah,
as hell.
I have been looking for tickets all day. I was looking at the Atlanta Ooh. Show and I saw something for like $700. That's on the floor.
That's a lot. That's a rent.
That's a lot, but I'm still going to continue to look because maybe I won't be able to sit on the floor, even though I would like to be close. Maybe I can't sit on the floor, but I really, really want to see because I've always wanted to see Jay-Z, and I've definitely heard Beyonce puts on a great show.
She
and
does.
I want to see her. So
she does.
I
have not seen her in person, but mm-hmm. the YouTube, she really kills it. And I believe mm-hmm. Atlanta one's on June 15th.
Yeah, I think
yeah at the
June?
At
yeah,
the Georgia June. Dome.
Yeah, it's in the dome.
So. Yes, so I mean,
I really want to go. So we'll see. I want to see
luck.
Them, and I want to see Outkast. So I want to go to LA to the BET Experience.
Outkast gathering.
Yes,
getting
Outkast.
Back on.
Outkast is already on tour.
Oh
so
wow!
So they're gonna be at the BET Experience with a lot of other. That's also in June though. So ooh.
Well, you got a busy one there. You better choose or what you gonna do?
I want to see Outkast. I'm not gonna lie.
If well,
I
what have about to pick, the Jay-Z and Beyonce?
If I have to, no, you don't understand. I've loved Outkast since the 90s when they came out. Like, that's my favorite group of
oh,
all time.
Boy.
So I really want to see them. So I can always see Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah, you
but
can.
But Outkast is not going to be touring for very long. So
that's
I
true.
See them.
This is like their first tour in a
long
while,
time.
A long
yeah.
time. So
and
yeah.
And I've heard it was really good. I did watch some of
I
the
I like
Coachella,
Andre's so. Three
Dots. That's my husband. You didn't know that?
Oh. Okay,
you
I guess.
Know, so
no, I did
you.
Not
I'm
know.
You watch, I'm gonna need
so
you.
So I'll go to
Big
Boy.
Thank
I'll get a
thank
Big
you.
Boy.
Thank you. Don't be
I'll go to
my
him.
Husband.
Hey,
I'm
Daddy.
Very
yeah, Daddy.
yes, Jay-Z and Beyonce. So if anybody out there has some tickets, holla at your girl. I would love to be your date.
No, she
I
didn't.
Am I soliciting?
She's only gonna be your date just for the damn show.
I'm going to use you for your tickets. I'm not lying.
Gold digger.
In it. Speaking of gold digger, what about this whole Sterling? What's his name? That Clippers coach.
Oh my god!
And his mistress. What do you think about
oh,
that?
Mommy.
You know he lost his job today.
I heard he was all over the news, CNN, everything.
Everyone's talking about it. What is his name? You know,
everyone call him the old guy.
We're like the worst guy. We're like the worst celebrity news people. We don't know nobody's damn name. What's his name? Donald Sterling is his name. He's like 80 years old. The chick that he's talking to, she's like what, 20, 30 something.
Oh God.
And he doesn't like black people, but I heard she's Mexican and black.
So what the hell? I mean, she's still got black in her.
Yeah, but I don't think he knows. I think he thinks she's Latin, but hell.
But he's not saying nothing when he's hitting the hot pocket.
Yeah, that D don't got is not racist.
Exactly, I bet. Mm-hmm. It has no name, no race.
But honey, yes. So speaking of gold digger, I heard she got a lot. She got 2 Bentleys. Mm. She has like a monthly stipend from him. She has a Ferrari from him.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, but he lost his job today because of her. So shout out to all the gold diggers out there.
Yeah, I hope she bagged that money and be careful because there's money on her head. I'm just going to be honest with you on that. You had a man. I mean, you made the man lose his job.
That man is a billionaire. So, you know. Hey,
who knows?
He might be plotting something for real. That wouldn't surprise me.
And she recorded him, correct?
Yeah, she recorded a private conversation. How do you feel about that? You ever had your conversations recorded?
I have not, and I hope not, because if I do find out, it's going down. I don't like to be, okay, I have this problem. When I am actually sometimes talking to people, I'm always on my phone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think that's rude, but I can't help because emails come through, business come through, Twitter, mm-hmm. you know, everything in a whole demeanor. But she recorded the whole conversation. She must have been plotting that. Like, yeah, what did she feel?
She definitely was plotting. What her reasoning was, I don't really know.
Did she have money for it?
I think she did.
I think she did, too.
I think she probably got some money for the tape. He's a billionaire, so she probably got... Yeah.
She had to.
She was plotting. Mm-hmm.
She had to. She got more money.
She's a smart side chick. She's a smart trick, so...
Smart trick.
She has a job. Her job is to be the side chick, to be a trick. So if you're going to be one, you got to be a smart one. You can't be a dumb one.
Exactly.
You can't get left and be left with nothing. So I'm definitely... I think that's a smart one right there. But yeah, his job today. He's been banned from the NBA association, and he's being forced to, I think, sell his team or sell his rights.
He owns the Clippers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're banning him for life.
And they have black players. I mean, what the hell?
Well, he says that, you know, basically the way that he described it in the private recordings, it was like, you know, I pay them, I take care of them, they're poor kids from the ghetto and all kinds. Like, he's like a real racist. Like,
okay, yeah. So that's something that put it on a whole different level. Yeah. I'm glad her ass did that, girl. Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you did that, but good luck.
Yeah, she did that for real.
Like, I don't like racism. I like all cultures.
But let's be honest for a second. Have you ever been in the privacy of your own home and said something that you wouldn't want people to hear?
To be honest with you.
You ever said something about some white people?
When someone pissed me off, yes. Okay, my next door neighbors, okay, guys, they are white, Caucasian, mm-hmm. however you want to say it. And I have nothing against white people at all, but we got into like an altercation. Yeah, me and his...
Physical?
No. Oh. It wasn't physical, just an argument. I don't have time to fight. I don't want to go to jail. No.
Well.
Too cute.
Well, it happens.
Someone's guilty over here. But we just, you know, it was just a back and forth type thing. I was young, and you know, she called me the N-word, so I, you know, I didn't like that, and I called her the C-word, and you know, I at that time I meant it to her, but I did not think of every, you know, Caucasian person the same type, because you know, you have to be really careful with that, because I deal with a lot of Caucasian people. At work, on my, you know, career, everything. I deal with a lot of them, but it was just that I was young back then. I was 16, and I was pissed. I was so pissed because she really, really went over the line.
Oh my God.
She went over the line.
Being sick. The way that I was at 16, I probably would have been, I probably would have been somebody in jail.
Yeah. It was.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine a little bad one in
16.
I can remember in college being called the N word, but it was by some white guys. We were coming across the street. We were on USC's campus in Columbia, and we were walking across the street. And they were driving past, you know, they weren't like close to us, and they were like driving past, and they said it. But like, to have somebody like in your face like that to say it,
yeah, she was in my face, I was in her face, and we was going head to head. Our parents came outside.
It was nasty. Oh my God.
We was loud, and I have a loud mouth. I mean, a loud voice. I mean, yeah, a loud, not the trick, but no.
Not the Mimi.
Not the Mimi.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's play a shot. We're going to play a song to her. We're going to dedicate the next song to the shout out to all the gold diggers out there.
Yes.
So we'll be back. Season. Let's get into it. Keep it locked right here on
This is How We Rock Radio.
This is How We Rock Radio with Madame Pasha and your girl Drea.
She take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over time. That digs on me. She give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Give me money.
Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I gotta
get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
I gotta
down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. For us girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they badass to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a Benz. We all went to Den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids. Got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Broadcasting worldwide, this is How We Rock Radio.
All right, everyone, we are back with This is How We Rock Radio. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, I guess that's my cue. Thanks for throwing the baton and passing it over this way. Appreciate it. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. That was real smooth.
I don't know what that.
I appreciate that.
I should have just started singing.
Like, what?
I should have just started singing, girl. Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, so we're in the business segment.
Don't mind me, everyone. It's been a long day. Let's talk about some business, though.
We're in a business segment right now, and I thought I would switch it up a little bit for business because I ran across this article And I think this applies to business and to our own lives, because being on Facebook, which I have this love-hate relationship with Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I love it because of what it can offer and the potential of it.
Right.
But my Facebook is so ratchet. Like, when I log on, I just be like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
My Facebook is super ratchet.
Like, I don't mean to cut you off, girl, but that picture that you sent me, I'm not going to call no names. But honey. Who does that? Who? Okay.
Speaking of business, you know, pause for a second.
Oh.
Can we?
My gosh, dimples. But you a blogger? Okay.
I can't.
That's all I'm going to say. Not,
you know what?
Not professional. That's all I'm going to say. You really had me rolling when I saw that pic.
Did you see all of the pictures?
I saw the comments. Did you see the hair?
We ain't shit. I'm sorry.
That was not, girl. So wrong.
Also, I don't know. I'm like at a loss for words.
And we are not going to post it on our Facebook nor
Hell
Twitter.
No.
But
sorry.
It's like an inside joke. But if you have seen the picture, I think you guys may know what we're talking about, but if not, it's okay.
It is so bad, because in radio, you should not make inside jokes, because you lose your audience, but y'all just don't understand.
Listen,
y'all know how people on Facebook can be, and I guess sometimes for some people, they feel like they have something to prove. You know, I guess that's the reason why
as a woman, but you're not even out there like that. That's my biggest thing. You're not even out there like that. I mean, how much followers do you have? Like, what, 200? Boo-boo. I'm not bashing you, but that was like an insult to women in business.
Well, you know, we don't have to talk about
her damn business.
We're not, sorry,
y'all. It didn't insult my business. It insulted her.
We don't have to talk about
what to wear and what not.
Just the whole thing, you know.
And that's why we do the fashion column.
You know, we're going to have to talk about that, because that's why, you know, oh my God, y'all, I'm so sorry. You completely threw me off, because
sorry.
Now I got this damn picture in my head of this foolishness, and I can't even think. But we're going to have to talk about that one day. And, you know, when we do our marketing stuff for, you know, the show and whatever.
Right.
I hope that we're going to have to, because I see all these photo shoots coming out now. It's like every time I go on Facebook, somebody's doing a photo shoot, and I'm like, you know what? We're going to have to switch it up. We're going to have to do something different.
We'll
talk about that off the air, I guess.
We will.
Okay, let me bring it on back, y'all. Let me bring it on back, because she threw me all the way off. I'm sorry. Lord.
Erkel and Leotards.
You really say that? I can't.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm done. I am done.
What the
She was fierce.
She was fierce, because I was scared.
I said, what the fudge?
Okay, y'all. Okay, and you know what? This actually is associated to what we're talking about. Anyway, this is business and life. 5 ways that you may be blocking your own blessings.
Oh, wow.
And this is an article I came across, and I don't even know where I saw it. It might have been on Facebook, because, you know, Facebook is ratchet, but every once in a while, somebody throws something up there that's, you know, worth listening to or reading.
Right.
So here it goes, okay? The article explains how some of us can be our worst enemy. We always on Facebook or Twitter talking about our haters, this hater, that hater. But sometimes it could be you. And some of us are our worst enemies. Your thoughts, your words, your attitudes, your actions all have the power to block your blessing. And I think that's so important. If people just realize just the way that you think and the way that you act and the things that you say sometimes, especially on social network, oh my God, could be blocking you, or can be blocking people from wanting to work with you or wanting to do, you know, a project with you. So you have to think about that stuff. We're all on a spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on a journey to peace and happiness. And in order for us to get there, we must first learn to do what's best for us spiritually. So here are 5 reasons that you may be blocking your own blessing. The first one is negativity.
Yes.
Negative thoughts can become negative words. And we all know the words have power. What we hear in church all the time.
Yes.
The power of the tongue.
That's true.
There's power in the tongue. So negative thinking can keep us captive, and we can unknowingly choke our own blessings with our negative thoughts. We tend to think that if we expect the worst, then it will not be as bad as a disappointment if things don't turn out that way. So you'd be like, yeah, I figured he was going to do that. So if you're expecting somebody to do something bad, you feel like the hit, if they do end up doing something bad to you, is not going to be as bad. But they're saying you shouldn't think that way. They say even if you're dealing with somebody, you should always think positively about that person. So it's time to stop speaking in a way that's inconsistent with what we want. Life is better when we keep a positive mindset. How do you feel about that?
That is true. And I believe that's why I do go and work out, because it helps, you know, when the devil is busy.
Oh, yeah.
The devil is really busy. So, of course, the devil's job is to put negative things in your mind, or even bring people, put or be in place of people to, you know, bring to come negative towards you. My thing is that, you know, working out, it eases the mind. And, you know, it lets you just focus on you. And it's like a yoga, meditating, things like that. I think that is really good for the soul and the spirit and the business at the same time. But yeah, but the negativity, and don't get me wrong, negative thought, it comes to people ahead. It does. Yeah. It does. But I mean, what she did, I mean, it was not negative. It was just disrespectful. So
wait a minute. Did we go,
I'm sorry. Did we go it back? Just hits me every time I think about that. How disrespectful.
Anyway, reason two that you might be blocking your... I can't with you. Reason number two that you might be blocking your own blessing. Holding on to the past.
Uh-oh. Oh, yes. Let it go.
Uh-oh, ladies. Let it go. Do we do this?
Yes.
Do we do this? Yeah, we do
this. It's a healing process.
Yeah, definitely. It's a healing. It says living in the past and refusing to move on only hinders growth and blessings. While you're trying to hold on to a relationship that was never meant to be, a situation that was never meant to be, God is trying to make room for the right one or person or situation to come into your life, but you're trying to hold on to something different.
And that is true. God will stop your blessings. Not, you know, I'm not saying he will stop it all the way, but temporarily stop your blessings until he feels like you are strong enough to handle it. And whatever is not supposed to be in your, you know, world right there and then, let or in your life, let it fly.
Let it fly.
Girl, let it fly. Let it drop. Let it fly. I don't care,
because
girl,
a year from now, you're going to look back and be like, "Whoo, thank goodness I let that go."
And what are you telling? I just said that.
Let it go.
I was like, what the hell was I thinking?
Let it go.
Honey, trust. Been done. Done.
Yes. Definitely. Number three. They're saying another reason that something that might be holding you back from your blessings is guilt.
Yeah.
They're saying guilt is the devil's favorite tool.
Yes,
he loves to remind us of our mistakes. Avoid the if only syndrome. If only I had done this. If only I had done that. Guilt only reminds us of who we were yesterday and not who we can be tomorrow. Ooh, that's
and that is a good one, because even if some people think that, oh, me, you know, like how you just said, if I had done that, if it was okay. You wish you have done that. Okay, now what can you do now for your future?
Exactly.
Put it like that. Exactly. But okay, I've done that. I can't make that or whatever, such and such. This is what I'm going to do now.
Yeah. I always look at it like this, and this is going to be a little off, and I know this might not be the right thing to say, but I'll be like, look at all these hoes out here.
Girl, the
all these hoes out here got marriages and families now. Shout out to y'all.
Yes.
Y'all recovered from your whoreism, and now you're able to move on. And, you know, live a normal life. No, seriously. But they don't let that, like a lot of people think, because they done slept a lot, you know, around with a lot of people.
A lot of
people
hoes like, are getting married now.
Exactly.
Then, you know,
and you know how people look at the, I don't know why I use that example, but I just see it so much. I just was like, whatever. But it's like, listen, they don't let that stop them.
And
you know,
they're in school. Well, they probably was hoes when they were in school, too. But I mean, you know. I'm just saying.
We are out of order today.
We are so out of order. Today is just a messy, messy
day. We're trying to be positive.
You know, I should not have brought up that picture. I should not have brought it up. Classy, never trashy.
Number five. We're on number five. So the first one was what? Negativity. And then the second one was this is number four. I skipped one, y'all. Okay. Mediocrity is a reason why they're saying that you may be blocking your own blessing. They're saying being grateful is one thing, but settling is another thing. They're saying think big. Don't think small. Don't be mediocre. Don't be basic. That's my favorite. Basic. Don't be basic. They're saying think big. Think unselfishly. Making enough money to support yourself is good, but making enough money to be able to help others is even greater. And remember, what you give away, God will surely multiply. So they're saying, don't be mediocre. Don't think small. We have to start. And I agree. We really got to start thinking bigger. That's a very, very good point.
And
yeah.
It's okay to give, but don't give. I'm not trying to say don't give too much, but make sure you have something left for yourself.
Yeah, definitely. Please. Oh, definitely.
Make sure. Some people just give and they just done.
Be smart. Last one, they're saying negative. We did negativity. We did mediocrity. We did holding on to the past. We did guilt. And the fifth one is fear. Remember that old saying, you never know until you try. Sometimes we have our minds programmed for failure and we expect the worst even before we try. Mm-hmm. Think of how many talents, dreams, goals, businesses, gifts, jobs, relationships, and so much more go to the grave because so many people are in fear of trying something. So those are the five things they're saying might be blocking your blessings.
And I hope that you guys, you know, wrote that down or even, you know, texted to a friend or something, because those are life's real life situations. And it's true. It's something you're not ready for until you are ready and, you know, trust God and have favor and faith. Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, he will shower it down. You guys, he will shower it down.
Definitely. If you're not showing and proving that you're ready to move on, it ain't gonna fly. So
yes, if you keep seeing yourself going that same circle, please get out of it.
Yeah,
okay,
do something different. Well, we're gonna play some positive music for that positive information, and we'll be back with
this is how we rock radio.
This is How We Rock Radio.
Yeah.
Radio.
Okay, we are back with
This is How We Rock Radio.
Back with our fashion segment with
Madame Paschelle, of course.
Yeah, so what is going on in the world of fashion?
Okay, what's going on in the world of fashion is the question. Is the fashion industry struggling to find talented employees these days? The news reported that the Boston Counseling Group and fashion media company, The Business of Fashion, which states that finding and retaining great talented is one of the biggest challenges facing luxury fashion. Okay, I do luxury fashion. Is it hard to find employees or interns? It is, really, because the talented, and sometimes you really want people who are out there who's already, who already have experience. And but, you know, I do have an intern, and, you know, she's new to the fashion thing, but I'm willing to teach and let her go ahead and take a step of the way. Mm-hmm. But according here, it says the report published today reveals that half of the 60 fashion companies surveyed feels that they don't have the access to the best creative talent. So, and then the other 60% saying that their talent pipeline of employees to fill leadership positions is not strong enough for the senior position. So being like a senior position, and some people do not know, being a senior position is kind of like basically running things in the office, running the shows, running, you know, having people under you. You're basically making and coming up with the project. But actually the talking point actually, you know, asked some questions asking, will unpaid fashion internship ever really end? I mean, would you, you know, do you pay your interns? Or, you know, are you looking for paying interns?
No.
How do you feel about, you know, having paid interns or paying interns?
I mean, if you're an intern, most of the people... Well, when I was an intern, in college, so I was getting college credit for it. So, I mean, the way that I felt as an intern is I wanted experience no matter what. I didn't look at it as I was trying to make some money. I wanted to get... At that time, when I was in college, I wanted to be working radio. I knew I wanted to work in the management side of radio. So I would just wanted to be at a radio station and get some experience, because I knew once I had that on my resume, it would be easier for me to get a job.
Exactly.
So I wasn't... I had no intentions of wanting to be paid for an internship. But I guess it's different these days. I don't know.
It is different, because now this company called The Business of Fashion is now offering their own solution to actually paying interns. And they also have a global talent marketplace embedded at the heart of fashion ecosystem, where the professional, talented, and industry's leading companies can connect and interact.
What the hell that means?
You don't know what...
What did you say? Hold up.
Basically, they're trying to make it a way for talented, you know, college students or people who want to intern to get paid and work under different companies, like major companies like Vogue, Louis Vuitton, oh my God, Versace, and Gucci.
So you mean to tell me that there are people out there who want a chance to get into the building at Vogue, yes, worldwide Vogue, and would not be willing to do that for free?
I would do it for free.
If you holler at your girl, I will do it for free. I will pack my stuff right now and go to Vogue for free. What the hell?
She sure will. But, you know, the new company that is actually launching line, and everyone can go to the website as well, or, you know, you can go to Paschelle McNeil or Paschelle Fashion on Facebook, and I have more information about this. They're just trying to make a better way of opportunity to get paid. Wow. Because, you know, sometimes, and my intern does not get paid, but it's the experience that counts. She's a college student, so you're not going to be there. She's not there for each and every event, but she's really good with helping me organize things and keep me focused. That's less work that I have to do. But the main person who's running the project is me, of course. I want to see that. But yeah, it is, you know, and also dealing with the other companies and partnership in different branches. It is a lot. But, I mean, they're trying to make ways for interns to get paid and work for these high fashion into people. And that's why, you know, the high fashion and the luxury style of fashion is really having time, because there's not that much talent. They feel like they're not ready.
Wow.
And I sometimes feel that way too, because the work, what you put out, is worth millions. Think about it. Now, the people in the market, and when I say ecosystem, we're talking about, that's a little fashion talk. Yes. It's a little fashion. Yes, girl. We go deep, honey. Deep. Okay. 2 snaps of that baby.
Okay.
But, but I mean, honey, being an intern is just, you know, getting the experience around the court to write on your resume.
I think I kind of get it because they're saying that the talent is not out there. So, hell, if you're talented, we're willing to pay you to come and work for our company for at least for a semester or a few months. I get it, but damn it. If I could work for freaking Vogue or freaking, I don't know, like, I would do it. I would be willing to go in there and do it for free. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a grown and I'm not a college student.
And at the same time, you don't know who will see your work. Well, I mean, if you're in Vogue, a lot, everyone buys Vogue. I buy Vogue.
Yeah.
I mean, join the mailing list. It's really good. And, you know, yeah. But I mean, also, yeah, Pastel Fashion, put this into it. We are going to be having a joining mailing list on our website. So you can get the, you know, latest styles and, you know, what's about to come out and get it before, you know, it actually touch online.
Because you had segued that real quick. I was like, okay,
yeah, I mean, okay, I just had to put it in.
Okay, I business, got it. Okay, we got it.
Business, got fashion it. And business.
Well, if you're interested in being an intern for Pachel Fashion.
Yeah, just inbox. You put that on me already.
Hell, I don't know.
You just...
Since we talk about interns and shoot, I already have
an intern, but we are trying to, you know, open the company up a lot more to help people get the experience.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be 18 or older.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are interested, you go to pastelfashionco@gmail.com, or you can hit me up at Pastel Fashion on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Well, very not Instagram, good. Instagram for pictures, but Twitter and Facebook, excuse me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, they're trying to, but we're not paying you. It's just for the experience. It's been a long day, y'all. Please excuse me. It has been a long day.
It's been a rough show.
I'm in my gym clothes right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I am sexy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let me stop.
Oh, my God. Okay, y'all, we're going to not commercials. We're going to take the, I'm sorry. We're going to take this break. We're going to get into some music. We'll be back with This Is How, you ain't going to, oh, you
was drinking.
She was freaking drinking.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Okay. We'll be back with
This is how we rock radio. This peach and apple is so good.
Is it good?
It is really good.
This is how we rock radio. This is how we rock radio.
Mr. Jam, show him what you got.
Inbox, fresh.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad dope like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne spilling, you should taste that.
I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo. I'm so fancy.
Mr. Jam!
Over all, I thought you knew that I'd be the IGGY, put my name in bold. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy, you already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Can't you taste this gold? Remember my name.
How you love that? Got a whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing, slaying it. Go trigger on a trigger light.
You heard it here first, yeah? Mr. John, best believe.
Can't you taste this, girl? Tell them my name. Blow, oh.
Yep. Who that? Best Diggy record so far. Undeniable. Featuring Charlie XCX. That is called Fancy. Let me know what you think. Hashtag 1XJAM.
This is How We Rock Radio with Madame Pasha and your girl Drea.
Okay, we are back with
This is How We Rock Radio.
Back with the final segment of the show.
The final segment.
So, you know, this is our culture segment. And I wanted to talk about something that I find interesting lately, especially on reality TV. Because, you know, right now, reality TV is a big part of our culture. You know, we all got our little shows that we watch. Whether you want to admit it or not, a lot of people be like, I don't watch that. So a lot, you know, that is like our guilty pleasure watching some of these ratchet shows. So,
yes.
Did you see Black Ink the other night?
I did not. I told my my channel is still.
Oh,
Sprout.
I forgot. My bad. Sprout. No, shout out to Sprout. I'm gonna have to check that.
But she's learning. So
yeah,
I don't
she's
mind.
Learning. That's what it's all about. Well, on the last, it was the finale of Black Ink, and you know, there's that tattoo artist on there named Duchess.
Yeah, I'm familiar with her.
Yeah, Duchess. And on the last episode, because her boyfriend basically broke up with her on the last episode, she wasn't feeling too good about herself. So she decided she was going to get a boob job.
I heard about that. Where is it at? Where's the boobs? I saw a picture.
And I thought the same thing, because when, you know, she showed up at a party at the end of the episode or whatever, and she came and she had on this like this little halter thing. But
showing
she
was
still
kind of
look, you know, she just, it didn't look like that drastic, but I think the halter was too big. I don't think it was the right size. I think if she had gotten a little smaller, it would like pick them up a little bit. But anyway,
she needs a new stylist.
Yeah, it was, that outfit was not cute, but she definitely needs a new stylist. But then I noticed on the reunion show with Portia got a boob job.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm reading all these articles, you know, NeNe got a nose job. And I'm
My God, I'm sorry. Her nose looked like a parrot.
It looked like a what?
So a parrot. Her nose is so ugly. Like, she tried to get her nose, like, pointy.
Yeah, and
it's not cute. It was too wide.
First off, it's not meant to be pointy. You have a huge nose to begin with. It's not going to be pointy. Like, it's not meant to. So, it is a little off.
And, a woodpecker.
You know, Marlo does make mention of the way that her nose looks.
Yeah, it looks rocky. Yeah, it's a lump, and then it goes funny.
It's very awkward. And I noticed Cynthia also got a boob job. So, my question is, and you know, K. Michelle, we could go on.
Her ass
on.
Is just horrible.
Her ass is all over
I
the world.
I heard that it frees, like, the...
It what?
Oh my God, what did she have? Light,
it was
light
too cold.
It was too cold outside and it freezed up on her.
She posted a twerk video last week. And I clicked on it because you know, I like ratchet stuff. So I clicked on her twerk video. Her ass barely moved. And you know, when you real ass and you're twerking at like that thing is supposed, you know, that's
right.
That moves. That thing was barely going anywhere. I was like, poor K.
Michelle. Like Black China, the stripper, the one who they signed her, it doesn't move. It doesn't go anywhere.
So
it just stays there.
My question to you is what is going on with Black women and plastic surgery? Is it us? What do you think it is? Is it us being insecure about our ourselves and our looks? They already talking about our weave and our our makeup and our eyelashes and our fake nail. Okay, they're already talking about that. But now with the onslaught of all this plastic surgery that you see and these ass shots, and you even got some local people here who I ain't gonna say their names, but local strippers got, you know, with the ass shots, and
it falls
like,
the next day.
And yeah, it's not cute. I heard it's, I haven't touched a stripper's ass, but I heard, you know, it's hard. It doesn't feel like natural ass, but you know, I don't know. But What do you think is going on in our culture that we feel like now we're getting to the point where we're actually doing stuff to our noses and our, you know, what? How do you feel about that? Do you think it's just empowering us to feel better about ourselves? And if they got the money, they should be able to do it. Or do you think it's something deeper?
Drugs.
Drugs? Do you think it's drugs?
I'm just teasing, guys. But they gotta be on some shit. I don't know what is wrong with them. You should love yourself for who you are. If you do not like it, then work out. That's something that I'm doing, you know, working on the stomach area. But there's so much ways how you can build your body up. You don't have to get plastic surgery on your, you know, what, your breasts or something.
Yeah.
You can work your boobs out. There's things that you can do to, you know, work your boobs out to get them things from looking down to looking up. And
lift.
I mean, a lift. I mean, honey, they have, oh my gosh, like, too much plastic surgery is going on. I don't know what's wrong with them. Probably it is the low self-esteem. And I think now the money that they're getting or they're receiving is out of control. They have nothing else to do with it. And they look jacked up.
Yeah. A couple
some
of
some people look jacked up.
Yeah. Some of them do look bad. Like Vivica Fox's, she had that dent in her breast that time in that picture.
That.
It was disgusting.
And she's already aged.
Yeah. It was
nasty.
Thank you, Seth. I was waiting on you to say it. It was nasty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was disgusting. But this article on Essence.com is talking about black women in plastic surgery. And it's saying that, first off, black women are rising professionally. We're making our own money. We're becoming more educated. And we're doing what we got to do to enhance ourselves.
But you're wasting your money on dumb things that's going to fall, drop, and you're going to look so bad afterwards. I mean, come on. You got to think about your age, your health, and the long run. I'm being honest with you. That this look.
So what do you think about this statement? Essence is talking about Nene said her plastic surgery was brought on because of stress, because what her and Greg was going through, she felt bad about herself. Then I noticed on Black Ink, Duchess was saying the same thing. She kind of felt like she didn't feel real good about herself. So she decided to make that decision to have, you know, to do something to make herself feel better. So do you think this whole being stressed out or having some sort of depression because of relationships is also causing them to want to do this whole plastic surgery? Would you ever get plastic surgery done? What about some Botox when you get old, like a wrinkle or something?
I don't want no damn Botox. That's what we got cream for already. I use Ambi, or sometimes I use Aveeno. Use the shit and you will be just fine. Don't let no man discourage you or to make you feel some type of way that you have to go and look younger or you have to actually go and get plastic surgery for you to feel or look some type of way. At the end of the day, you're going to be you. You're not going to look like that bitch who he was with. You're just going to look like yourself and you're going to be a messed up yourself.
Do you think men like that? Do you like think men really like fake boobs and fake ass and stuff?
They probably
like that?
Can't tell. Some of them can't tell. But I can tell. Some can't tell. But what is up, like, men complimenting ass shots?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
Like, I don't understand that either. When you know somebody has, like, fake this and fake that, it's like,
they
applaud
really, it. Yeah, that's not even that's real, weird. Honey.
That's very weird.
It's not. That's not even a clapper. It's flapper. What if somebody ass just drops?
It does drop, though.
That's not.
People are dying from shots because they're getting bootleg ass shots.
Some lady in Atlanta, I believe, put cement on, but she can fix a flat.
Cement.
Did you see her?
Yeah, it was a mess.
Jacked up.
But I think it's just something, I don't know what it is, and maybe, you know, maybe one day we can bring someone on who can, you know, can.
We need to bring someone who has ass shots.
I would love to talk to somebody who got some ass shots.
That would be good. And
can you find that person?
Girl, I know someone, but I don't.
I don't think they're not going to do it. I don't know her like that.
Me neither, but I don't think they're going to do it, though. But
I would love to talk to somebody who got some ass shots.
Who has ass shots or plastic surgery or anything, tummy tuck,
and they're definitely in Charleston, and they're definitely at the strip club.
Yes.
They got...
Email us.
Yes,
definitely. Email us.
I would love to, like, what the motivation was. How does it feel? How long does it last?
Right.
Like, that's just really,
I can tell you right now, I don't like something about me, but I'm not going to go out here and get any surgery. I'm afraid of the light.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, Duchess said the same thing. She was like, has anyone died from this? And the lady was like, well, anything's possible. And she was really scared, but I was like,
I mean, did she do it because C's went out there and cheated on her with the girl?
I think so.
You know what? Desha has problems. I think she needs to really take time to herself and love herself. Because when the show first started, she was my favorite. Mm-hmm. She represented woman tattoo parlor. Woman tattoo artist. And she did the damn thing. Now, since she was with C's, yes, she has changed. Mm-hmm. A lot has went on. We understand you lost the baby. We understand that. It was your health at risk as well. But don't change yourself for no man, because a man is not promised today or the next.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that. I think she did do it because
to get attention.
I think she did it to get attention. I think she was not feeling herself, because mm-hmm. She was real cocky.
She was.
And after that breakup, like, she just really just on the show just looking depressed every week. I'm like, I'm so tired of looking at
her. And that lip just to
and
hang.
That ashy lip. I'm so
girl,
tired.
All her lips would be ashy.
Yeah, they are.
Especially
ashy.
Pumas. Yeah, no, you know who lip would kill me? Oh, shit.
They all ashy, though.
All of, what the hell? I love my chapstick. When I met Oh Shit, was Black Ink Crew inside Vegas.
Oh my God.
Guys, Oh Shit had a booger in his nose. I wanted to.
You know he's from here.
He is, but
he used to be.
He should have got that booger. I was about to say, you got a booger in your nose, but I didn't want to say anything because then he was tattooing.
Oh my God.
With the booger in his nose.
I can't. But I thought that was an interesting topic. So, ladies, like you said, love yourself.
Yes.
And I think that if we learn to love ourselves, then we won't.
I'm actually going to get a tattoo that says "Love Me." Mm-hmm. Right? You know, I'm not going to tell y'all where I'm getting it at because someone might
say where you're getting
it. I'll tell you. Okay. In between my thumb and my pointer finger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a nice little heart and a me and curse up, because your body is your temple.
Well, we have wrapped up.
Yes.
The final segment of
This is How We Rock Radio.
We'll be back
Thursday.
Next week, Thursday at 7:30
Eastern time.
And every Thursday.
Yes.
Yes.
Only on UWU Radio. Download it today, everyone. It's for free.
It is free. And you can hit us up if you got an iTunes. You can download the shows and save them on your phone, on your computer, and listen to the old shows. So we're up on iTunes right now. So if you want to listen to something old, you can go check us out right there.
Yes, you can.
All right. And don't forget, you can follow Syllabus Magazine on Twitter at Syllabus Mag, SYLLABUSMAG. Follow me. I'll follow you back.
And you can follow Miss Paschelle on Twitter at P-A-C-H-E-L-L. Yes, I'm copying her. P-A-C-H-E-L-L fashion. Or you can go to our website at www. How much W did I say?
You said
www. Okay,
right.
Great. PaschelleFashion.com.
Cool. So you got any closing remarks?
Be blessed, stay focused, and I love my Herbalife.
Herbalife better start cutting us a check.
They need to cut me a damn
check.
They are
God.
Expensive.
You really talking about Herbalife? Anywho, well, that's it. We'll see you guys next week on
This is How We Rock Radio.
This is How We Rock Radio. This is How We Rock Radio.